Music for mobile electric guitars? What could that be? WKAR's Peter Wharf has the answer. Peter takes us to downtown Detroit to preview Detroit 313 and the multi-guitar extravaganza Tilted Axes.
I like the fact that Tilted Axes appeals to folks, you know, on its surface level, because, like, hey, it's a bunch of guys playing electric guitars, and that draws folks in. But what's really happening is it's music for ceremony, in the sense that, like, once we get them past the surface area, they realize that the music is it's all original. There's no covers, and these guys are playing through every chord imaginable. And beyond that surface, they realize that what they're listening to has to do with something that's specific to the moment they're in. For this upcoming project, it will be the 313th birthday of the city of Detroit. In the past, as the project's origin has been, it's been for maybe the first day of winter or the first day of spring. But now, we're being a little bit more versatile in this way. But once people get past the surface thing, they're like, wow, there's... I like the surprise look on their faces, because people are, deceived. And maybe there's something about me that likes to deceive people. I like the P.T. Barnum thing. People just want to see something they've never seen before. So if you throw out a bunch of electric guitarists, like, oh, they'll be playing Louie Louie or Stairway to Heaven. And then when we hear them playing a beautiful piece like that we have coming up that sounds like Via Lobos, like that famous aria, off of that kind of vibe. It's like, wow, I didn't expect that.
Right.
And they freeze, and that's why we're there. We're here to provide a sense of the unexpected within the guise of what people might think they are expecting. I should say first off that the reason why this whole project exists is that the Detroit Historical Museum asked us to create something for the 313th of the 313. And so that's why we're here. And as this project has manifested, it's going to be probably three performances under the guise of the whole afternoon. We're gonna have first of all, we're gonna have a procession that goes through Upper Midtown, where we go around and visit people at various locations, and we also check in with all the people who have sponsored this event. Then we're gonna have a performance at Legends Plaza at the museum itself, and do a performance inside the museum, which means a lot to me, because I grew up with my mom taking me to the streets of old Detroit. And,
student as a teenager at Wayne State University, studying music and composition.
I did that, but what I'm talking about, like my mom taking me there, I'm like, 4 or 5 years old. This is like really in my blood. This is an important part of my identity, and why I'm really happy, to make this thing happen. And we're going to do that inside the museum, and when we wrap that up, we're going to end up at Comerica Park before the Tigers game. And replicate the performance for a lot of folks. And that's the nice thing.
This is Peter Wharf for Current State on WKAR. I'm talking with New York-based musician and Detroit area native Patrick Grant about Tilted Axes, his music and composition project, which takes place as part of this weekend celebration in downtown Detroit. We are, as you mentioned, Patrick, kind of on the north side of Midtown on Ferry Street, actually, just literally a stone's throw. You'd have to have a good arm, but just about a stone's throw from Woodward Avenue. So we're right around the corner from the Detroit Institute of Art. And we're talking about Tilted Axes, which is coming up this weekend. Let's go back to another thing we were talking about a little earlier, Patrick, before we started the interview, about how many of these Tilted Axes projects have you done now, and sort of their relationship to the seasons, and you know, where did you first start this idea?
The idea first came out of a tradition that began in New York City, Make Music New York. And Make Music New York in itself was patterned after the Fête de la Musique that came out of France for the first day of summer. And I did a few of those projects, but maybe like 2 years after that, specifically beginning in December of 2011, they said, like, we want to start doing a Make Music winter. Can you come up with an idea? Well, the one thing I have never, you know, encountered was, you know, mobile electric guitars. Maybe this is a good, you know, thing to do. And we gave it a shot, and it has become sort of a hit. If that word, you know, reads in that, like, there's been a really positive resonance from the public in terms of, you know, doing this stuff. In fact, Tilted Axes is a form of theater, and the music that's being used is a popular music. It's, you know, electric guitars draw people in, but they might all of a sudden, oh my God, it's like every piece sounds different. They're playing classical music, they're playing rock and roll, they're playing something else. It draws people in. We're not playing Louie Louie, we're not playing Stairway to Heaven. People, I've actually gotten calls, so like, oh, are you going to be doing that? And it doesn't happen that way. But it's original, and I think that through the work that I've done with these mentors of American theater, this is my manifestation of that energy. It's a form of street theater, which means, like, yeah, it's sort of in your face, but the nice thing about being mobile is, like, but we keep moving too, so we're not in your face for that long. So it's nothing aggressive. It's really positive. And if this event could be described as anything, it's meant to be as joyous as the best Gloria from a Bach mass. Trying to, you know, get out to the folks. If there's no room on the street to play anything introspective, we're just out here to be loud, noisy, and joyous, and draw people in. It's always an upbeat celebration, whether it's the first day of winter, first day of spring, or the 313th birthday of the city of Detroit.
Patrick Grant, New York-based musician. This weekend at Tilted Axes in Detroit. Thanks, Patrick.
Thank you, Pete.
For Current State, sure. This is Peter
Worf. What do you want to be called? We can do that again.
Okay, let's do it again. Yeah.